Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, no matter where you're listening, around the world, this is Sedona Talk Radio.
Welcome to Opening the Doors of Heaven with Alvin. This hour, you will receive powerful revelations and a glimpse into the world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here is your host, Alvin.
Welcome, my brothers and sisters. What a nice thing that we get to spend the next hour together. And thank you for all of those who are following along with the blog each day, and also those of you that are communicating with us through Twitter. And it's been a fun journey to share with you. So, my brothers and sisters, today our very interesting topic deals with immortality. And immortality has become more readily available than ever. And I do need to discuss with you some of the events that have transpired during the last week so that you can understand what I mean. And what I'm about to tell you is very cosmic, but please understand that man is the microcosm of the macrocosm. And as the microcosm, very, very pertinently, it will affect you if it affects the big picture, because we are little images of the big picture. And we've discussed why before. We have said on multiple occasions that man is the cradle of civilization. And I believe that last week we might have discussed some of the reasons why the illusion formed, and it was part of the issue that man had untapped potential within. And that was something that was not properly understood, that the untapped potential actually was unyielded light, because light is information that's already been accessed. And as such, it was the unknown and unyielded light cast shadows. So as humankind became lenses through which all the other races of the cosmos developed, the shadows were cast bigger and bigger and bigger, because in the dream in which we were as a cosmos, the shadows came from successive creations that were made. We were made in a linear fashion. We are at this point remade exponentially. There are no firstborn. All were made at the same time. As we exited the dream and were remade from the infinites, and this is an important point for the evening's discussion, from the infinites, divine, incorruptible matter. So let me just summarize a little bit. I know for some of you that are not so familiar with my work and don't follow along with the blog, some of this may be a little confusing. So let's just recap what I've just said. Creation was formed when we were in the dream. During October and November of 2008, a massive event happened where, in an instant, we exited the dream. The dream space closed down and we were recreated from now no longer the clay made by the potter, but we actually became part of the potter. We became part of the infinite's one element of existence, which is incorruptible divine matter. Our bodies are made now from a substance that is incorruptible. Every reason in the world why immortality should therefore be available to us. We just have to shed our belief systems. Then, secondly, a very important thing happened. My brothers and sisters, when we were in the dream, we actually lived in the, dream state as part of the right brain activity. We lived in, say, the feminine, non-cognitive realms of existence that had as its primary color blue. In other words, we weren't created in pristine white light. We weren't complete. You can't fulfill all the potential with just one color. Hence, we had the untapped potential, because we didn't have enough colors. In other words, it's like plans to build a building, but you only have half the bricks. In this case, a third of the bricks, because there are three primary colors, blue, yellow, and red. So we have also discussed previously that a trauma happened, and the whole part of the infinite contracted, and that the masculine formed a sphere that contained the dream space, and the blue inside, which is the feminine, actually had the experience of seeing life as though it were in mirrors, and it was dreaming. So, my brothers and sisters, the masculine sphere contained within it red light. So the sphere was red light. Inside where the dream happened was blue light. When we exited the dream, the red light, the sphere that we knew of, was dissolved and became one with us. Then we had, obviously, red and blue make purple. So we had a purple light throughout the cosmos. But where's the yellow? See, if the feminine was the blue and the red was the masculine, there was a yellow missing, which was the neutral color. And the blue was love, the red is gratitude, the yellow is praise. To show you the perfection of this unfolding day by day of the infinite cosmic unfolding of its creation, there is always an alchemical, now we're going to touch upon this issue of alchemy tonight. There is always an alchemical equation that makes up the song, if you will, of the cosmos. And prior to this, we had adoration of the infinite as that which made it up. We had love and light, blue and red. It made up an equation that created the song, the one frequency symphony, if you will, of the cosmos. And that one song of the cosmos was the adoration, that is the equation of love and light equals adoration. We then went to a new equation, which was adoration in action. And then we went to another equation, which was essential, because you will remember we are missing the yellow. And the yellow, we said, was the equivalent of praise. So as the cosmos evolved out of the dream, its song changed from adoration to adoration in action. And then eventually it changed to adoration and praise. Now, there's an interesting phenomenon that I've observed over multiple years of working with love and frequency. Light and frequency. Light promotes frequency, and frequency promotes light. And, you know, we mentioned, for instance, in Journey to the Heart of God, and actually also in A Life of Miracles, that for some people, perception getting was the way of ascension. And it created within them love and praise and gratitude. And for other people that were more right brain oriented, more feeling oriented, they could ascend through love and praise and gratitude, causing in its stead perception. So the point is that perception that would yield the emotion, and the emotion would yield the perception. The song had within it now in the cosmos, up until a few days ago, praise. It was calling forth the yellow ray. It was calling forth the yellow light that was missing to make us complete. So my brothers and sisters, what happened is finally it was uncovered that the sphere that held the dream space in which the dream in its blue light took place was not just the red, the masculine, which represents light It also had around the light, the red, another layer. There were two layers to the sphere in which all of life played out as we know it within the dream of the infinite. And please go back to the previous 2 or 3 weeks in which I speak of how the dream space formed by the balling up of the masculine into a sphere dense enough that light could not for the first time pass through it. And so light bounced off it, and the feminine was trapped within, creating, finding itself in a ball of mirrors. And as it pulled further and further and further to the center of this ball, because it didn't know what this was, the limitless was for the first time placed under what seemed like limitation. So it pulled into the middle, and as it created a congealed ball of light itself, it could see itself into eternity, into all directions, because when you stand between two mirrors, your images go that way. They go in all directions. And so the ball of mirrors, it was understood finally, listen, we need to dissolve this red around us and become part of it. But we did not understand at the time that there also was yellow light around it, and the yellow light, which is represented by the frequency of praise, the yellow light was the neutral pole. The masculine was the red, the blue inside was the feminine, and around it was the neutral pole. Now, the interesting thing of it is that the neutral pole had a job. Its job was to hold the space so that everything didn't spill out chaotically. Because as the dream became rather nightmarish towards the end, we were pushing and pushing and pushing, trying to spread our wings and get out of this confinement. The yellow light's masculine component, remember, it's neutral, meaning that it has equal masculine and feminine. But the masculine, proactive, started pushing back, trying to contain what it was its original task. And so its frequency part was lower than what it should be. All of this has been corrected in the last week. The infinite is now functioning with those colors fully combined within, and multiple colors that have awakened in addition to those. We had said, I think it was last week, that we're in a white light that has three primary colors. It's the three petals inside the rose that you can see on my daily blog, which is an extraordinary pattern of the human DNA. It has nine rows of petals. Look for the upgraded new rows. Nine rows of petals with symbols in it representing the sound chambers of human DNA matching the cosmic sound chambers. So my brothers and sisters, the next thing to then understand is that all those other petals, they represented primary colors. There were octaves of existence within the infinite itself that had within it white light that was consisting of seven primary colors, 12, 20, 33, 54, 72, 96, 144 primary colors. Different types of white light. My class, some of the masters that were here with us during this past week were able to see it. So they were able to see the white light, and they were able to see it as sound, an extraordinary experience. And this is because we were actually experiencing, we took a photograph of this portal opening in my upstairs room, which is my holy room where I sleep. But with this portal opening, we'll have it on one of our websites for you very soon, and we'll let you know which website it's on, either on the blog or we'll put it on the blog as well, but we'll tell you where to get it. We were able to open the portal that let the higher octaves of light in. Now, how does this pertain to immortality? My brothers and sisters, we now have all the bricks to fully function within the infinite being of incorruptible holy matter. Let's take a commercial break, and I'll be back with you right afterwards.
The world of mysticism has yet another reason to rejoice. Almeen has authored another manuscript of profound knowledge. It's entitled Opening the Doors of Heaven, Revelations of the Mysteries of Isis. Through a time travel tunnel linking Ireland and Egypt, Isis has sent a small group of masters to prepare for the day when the mysteries would once again be released to the world to restore balance and enhance life. They established the Order of the White Rose to guard the sacred objects and the secrets of Isis. In an unprecedented event heralding the advent of a time of light, these mysteries are released for the very first time. Packed with truly thought-provoking information, this book is bound to have an indelible impression on not only the reader, but on global New Age philosophy. To reserve your copy of this groundbreaking work, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016. The Complete Power Of and the Mystical Key series of radio programs are a part of the Premier CD set. They are available from Almeen at www.spiritualjourneys.com. Request the entire Premier CD series set or the new book, Aruba Farina, The Book of Fairy Magic, by calling 502-499-0016 today.
You have been opening the doors of heaven with Almeen. For more information on your own spiritual journey, log on now to www.spiritualjourneys.com. Now back to Almeen.
My brothers and sisters, immortality was much harder when we were in the dream. The dream itself is transient. And as we were during this very, very potent ascension that we've been in since February of 2004, we were going from deep dream stages to shallower and shallower dream stages. Things changed rapidly. They were totally fluid. And so it was harder to find permanence throughout the dream. We are now in a position where we are in the infinite being. And the song that changed from adoration plus adoration and praise became a brand new song 2 or 3 days ago. And what it now is the genesis of pristine life. Genesis of pristine life. Let's see the relevance of this as the song of creation. The beautiful master Barbara from Ireland was here during the pod, and she and I were sitting this morning, and she was asking me a few questions because she wanted to take the information back to the Ascended Masters of the Order of the White Rose in Ireland. And incidentally, my brothers and sisters, they are a phenomenal group, and you can look on my website and find the times that I meet there with them to give my classes, and you are welcome to join us. So take a look if those are the classes you wish to attend, and the contact information is always on our website. But my brothers and sisters, she was asking me about Belvaspata. Because Belvaspata as a healing modality was given to us through the masters in Ireland of the Order of the White Rose. I think it came to us in 2006. But when it came, what happened is that it was really alchemical healing. Because it had an equation. You work with the frequencies of the cosmos. Now, since then, the frequencies and light are irrevocably combined. But still, because this is a gift from the infinite, every time we move up, its sigils and symbols move up with us and embody higher truths so that it never becomes obsolete. This is not the case for other healing modalities, because the laws in the cosmos completely change. And we'll take a look at that, because it will again pertain to immortality in just a moment, in how they've changed with polarity. But she asked me, because it's our chemical equation is the expansion. So it's the expanding into oneness of the infinite being, plus the pure frequencies of the cosmos, because this is the way you do Bhavaspata. You become everything. You see the client you're working on becoming everything. And then you allow those frequencies to play through the vastness of your combined being and restore to perfection any areas where there is a constriction in the flow of light and frequency. So my brothers and sisters, this was an equation of this expanded awareness plus the pure frequencies of the cosmos equals the dissolving of illusion. So she asked me if that has changed, and it has. Because when we were, during this last week, when the white light came into the being of the infinite, all potential was gone. The potential that was unyielded. So the shadows that it cast disappeared. We couldn't have full potential till we had full light. Now that we have all the light, all those petals of the rose, every single one of them, the primary colors have been activated within the being of the infinite. We have been given the ability to see and hear it. It started with my class, but it ripples through all the major light workers and then on to the rest of humanity. And so in doing this, what has happened is that there are no more occlusions. There's no more places where parts of the body is waiting to be fulfilled, because there's no more untapped potential. This was only possible because the previous song of the cosmos included the word praise in it, the frequency of praise, which called forth the yellow light. Now, the next one says the genesis of pristine creations. This means that we are all now created in absolute, total clarity. Now, what is the equation of Bhavaspata? The equation of Bhavaspata, the goal of it becomes the alignment with the song of creation. And I wish I could remember exactly what I told her, because it came through my mouth, and I cannot always remember what comes through my mouth as I speak. So let's just try this one more time. It is the divine, it is compassionate support, because what you're doing is you're compassionately supporting your client. Compassionate support plus awakening from the dream equals alignment with the song of creation. Let's say that again. Compassionate support, because you're compassionately supporting your client, plus the awakening from the dream, because in this instance, there is no need for any constriction anywhere in the flow of resources. We are all made from the infinite's divine, immortal body, and we are made now with the full spectrum of all light, all frequencies. So there is no more reason for disease, but some portions of the body may yet forget that it is awakened. So it's to assist the awakening of the person fully that you're working on. And when that happens, then the immortal matter that they're from throughout the cosmos, the song of it is accessed, and the song is the genesis of pristine creations. See, everybody was created anew. But my brothers and sisters, this has only happened very recently with the white light. But there is one force that's still asleep. And then there are people that are one-fourth asleep, but one-fourth of all beings are still asleep. And then there are some that have different proportions asleep, and then the major light workers of the planet are fully awake. I can hear the difference in the frequencies in my voice. I'm very sensitive to my voice because I'm a singer, and I always pick up when my voice's tones change. There are more tones in my voice. So this pristine creation is possible for our own body as portions of it remembers that it's no longer part of the dream. I don't even feel like speaking about what went before because I know how dramatically different life now is. So as we align with the song of creation by not looking backwards one iota, living authentically from the heart, moment by moment, we align ourselves with the song of the cosmos and we become fully incorruptible in the matter of our body. My brothers and sisters, where do we get our energy supply from? This is an interesting concept because the laws of creation have now three times changed, and the third one is brand new. The first time, you know, when we were in the depths of the fall, in the depths of the dream, where we were, opposite matter attracted, opposite energy attracted, and light workers suffered horrifically because they attracted very corrupt families or dysfunctional families or partners or friends that who pretended to be what they were not, dishonesty when they were honest. That's because we were attracting opposites. And this ended in August of 2006. And when we worked with energy and matter in our healing, at that point, energy work went very well. But after August of 2006, as you can see from the AlmeenHealing.com website, it no longer worked. And so then energy healing became obsolete, and we had to heal with light and frequency to be effective. Hence, Mother gave us Belvaspata. Belvaspata works on the principle that where there is distortion in the frequency of the person or distortion in the light of the person, it will attract the healing light, and it will attract healing frequency. Because after August of 2006, frequency and light still attracted one another. But now something very, very interesting has happened that has changed this yet again. Because Belvaspata, I want to repeat what I said earlier, is a gift from the Infinite Mother. And by the way, the Infinite has become an androgynous being, 50% female, 50% matter, since we're out of the dream. But it also has been upgraded to represent the new principles. But what are the new principles? Because this is very pertinent to where we get the eternal supply of energy for constant rejuvenation and regeneration of our physical to help for us to become immortal. So let's take a quick commercial break, and I'll be back with you right after this.
The Gift of the Unicorns is now available from Almeen. The magical book answers the question, do mystical creatures like the winged horse Pegasus, mermaids, and giants truly exist? What is their roles, and how can they be called upon for assistance? In their own words, the unicorns reveal where they went during the ages of darkness, their heroism in preserving purity and innocence, their golden shoes, and the secret mission they undertook for the mother of all creation. To receive your copy of this amazing book of sacred secrets, The Gift of the Unicorns, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016 today. Almeen continues the exploration begun in her previous books, A Life of Miracles and Journey to the Heart of God, probing further into the nature and meaning of existence. Secrets of the Hidden Realms introduces the readers to the goddess mysteries as they apply not only to individual human lives, but to the cycles of the cosmos. From this background in the intangible functions of being, Almeen is led into the dimensions of non-humans, interacting with creatures previously known only in myth and folklore, the inner relationships of fairies, dragons, gnomes, unicorns, and other elementals, and their influence on humankind is explained. Vivid accounts of encounters with these beings and others existing as expressions of the widely divergent vibrations illustrate the essential unity of all creation. Journeying from these subtle realms, the reader is shown the ultimate expression of humanity, evolution into God-being. Secret of the Hidden Realms can be obtained from Almeen, along with her other books, CDs, workshops, lectures, and magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
You have been opening the doors of heaven with Almeen. For more information on your own spiritual journey, log on now to www.spiritualjourneys.com. Now back to Almeen.
My brothers and sisters, when we were in the dream, we were made from the building blocks of existence, from subatomic particles at multiple octaves. Well, in other words, we were a secondary creation to animate the pot made from the clay. The potter created a system to provide us with an energy dynamo. If we were able to tap into this energy dynamo, we would not age. Well, the dynamo consisted of pulsation of polarity, where something was separated that normally is one, and it pulses by alternating back and forth. This went through a metamorphosis in that first it was a linear pulsation when, you know, you would go deeply into passion, then you would go to its opposite pole, which is joy. Then the deeper you go into the joy, then you go back again into the passion. And I explain how the movement actually occurred, the dynamics of how the movement of polarity occurs between the two poles is in Journey to the Heart of God. That produced free energy as much as we wanted. But then linear movement was being stamped out, and it lasted most of 2007 and into 2008, getting rid of linear movement because it created linear time. Time is the movement across space of something such as light or whatever. So then the poles were combined in the healing of polarity into a field, and there would be an alternating of the masculine and the feminine in dominance, but it was nevertheless pulsating. This is no longer the case because the field was like a divine hermaphrodite. It was half masculine, half feminine, but one could express and then the other could express. They could nevertheless still alternate. In an androgynous being, which is what the infinite now is, it cannot be separated. It's genderless. Polarity has become genderless. In other words, there is no longer polarity. So as immortal masters, now we're going to devote the rest of the time of the show and the how to in the issue of immortality. We have thus far explained why it's become so easy to have incorruptible matter, because that's what we're made of. It's a huge change. And, you know, we discuss these changes and what we can expect, because I did a short interview that's on today's blog. I would think that my beautiful sister Jan has already put it on. But it was a question answer about these changes and when we can expect to really see results and so on. We are seeing the results. We just have to know what we're looking for. So, you know, look it up if you want to explore that topic further. But currently, what we have is inexhaustible supply of resources already in the body. Previously, we had to draw those resources into the body to get the body to be incorruptible. I mean, you know, some of the old practices in the dream would use external sources of energy, such as the Earth's life force center, cosmically the very heinous, reprehensible practice was done to pillage pieces of the cosmic life force center to keep kings and so on alive and immortal. But they used external sources. Toltecs have done this as their practice. And Toltecs is one of the very few mystical pathways that teach about immortality. And we have a lot of information about that on our website, wayofthetoltecnagual.com. And all our websites are listed on our home site, which of course is www.spiritualjourneys.com. So to be immortal, you had to pull it from an external source. Now, that is because the resources of energy, power, awareness, life force, light, love, self-perception were separated from the matter, which was the subatomic particles at the time. They were separated. They are no longer separated. There is, in actual fact, no such thing as light by itself. The light we see is part of the immortal matter. Everything we can experience is part of the divine's body of incorruptible holy matter. There's no frequency that's separate from it. There's no energy or power. All has been put back together again. Duality, which is the separating of the threads of the tapestry, as I've explained multiple times on these shows, has been pulled back together again, and now we can see the full tapestry. The tapestry's picture is immortal matter. So whatever you are made of, and the fascinating thing of it is, whatever your house is made of, whatever your car is made of, there's only one element right now. And that element is immortal matter. And it's the infinite's matter. It's that which has existed long before the dream began, long before creation was made. It is the place of no relationship, because everything is made from the one substance. You don't need to pull energy in. Every bit of energy that your body could possibly hold is bonded within it, inseparably. So is the power, light, love, etc. All those building blocks have become one element, which is the infinite matter. So this has opened up a whole new way of being. And my brothers and sisters, to live a life of no relationship is a whole new way of walking. And so the infinite has asked, and my class and I just began it. I would love to finish it. I will do it as soon as I can. This has been my first day back with my little girl, that I was able to just spend a little bit of time with her, because, you know, she sees me at nights. But we've had Christmas most nights too with my class, which we don't normally do with pods. So today is my day with her and my family. And so, my brothers and sisters, the point is that I will write it down for you, but the Toltec ways of old was designed to guide us through the dream. It was designed to use the opposition that we experienced in the depths of the dream and turn it into growth. There are 108 tenets of the Toltec way that we are preparing. And then there are precepts that are replacing old concepts. And then there is 144 guiding steps on how to live in this new reality. We have basically entered the relationshipless, if there is such a word, state of being that the infinite existed for in before the infinite fell asleep. And so before individuated life was formed, we've entered it. We've entered into the reality, if you will, of the one life. Everything is made from the same matter. Even self-relationship implied that we had layers to ourselves watching one another that we could have a relationship with. It isn't there anymore. There is no relationship. And so how to live with this new concept, I will write down for you as rapidly as I can. Please make sure that you're on our general email list, which I believe you can, I'm not computer literate, but I believe you can sign up on our website, or you can call our office and, you know, ask what you need to ask. They're always happy to assist you. But my brothers and sisters, I will let you know, and I hope to have it done very soon. To continue, everything is within your body. What then must you be doing? How must you be living? Vibrantly, authentically, heartfelt, out of the box, out of all limitations. My brothers and sisters, all around us, people try and box us in with their expectations. It is not the way of mastery, of accessing those resources within by allowing others to box us in. It's not a service to them because it's codependent, and it's not a service to us. And if they are injured because of their own unmet expectations, it's not what you're doing. You have to live authentically. And authentically means you don't live up to other people's expectations. You fulfill to the best of your ability the contracts you made with them with as much love and devotion and passion as you can. But you must take care of number one, which is yourself. Because it is in the authenticity of expression of life that these resources are fully available to you, and your body can become what it really is, incorruptible, holy matter. Now, on the website, wayofthenagual.com, there are specific practices given to clear the spine. It is imperative that our spine is not obstructed by holding on to certain things that don't belong in this pristine new creation in which we are. My brothers and sisters, please, the best thing to do is that I give you tonight information that is not on the website, and then you go and take a peek at our way of the ToltecNagual.com, because that is the website that is dedicated to giving you exercises and insights and ancient Toltec wisdom on immortality. Now, there's another thing that I just quickly want to bring up, because it's very soon here, another time for a commercial. But you see, only one third of us was totally there. We were functioning on a third power, not with all cylinders. We now have all cylinders. A lot of people found that even though they were to the best of their abilities living the principles, and very specifically of love and praise and gratitude, which is the attitudes that bring about immortality, very specifically that, as they were living it, there still was a measure of aging. That's because we didn't have all the bricks to complete the house, and the house being immortal, incorruptible matter. Absolutely, some of us have managed just fine. But it's been an uphill struggle because we have not had all of that. Now we have all of it. And even in some instances in my classes, one third of the body rejuvenated itself in some of the masters, while two-thirds didn't. And we just couldn't make it up. We've discussed this. I believe we discussed it in September 08 in the Ohio Serpent Mound part, how this could be. That's because only one-third of our light was there. And now we have both, and we can have the full regeneration. Let's take a commercial break, and when we get back, I want to talk to you about this issue of regeneration.
The book, A Life of Miracles, Mystical Keys to Ascension. This book is deeply inspiring and motivational in its content. It is unique in its field of making man's relationship as a microcosm to the macrocosm, understandable to both beginning and advanced readers. Its detailed guide to living a joyous and balanced life provides a carefully laid out map to achieving the magnificent destiny that beckons at the apex of human experience, ascension. Almeen's gift as a mystic are a revelation to all who know her. She is an international phenomenon and certainly deserves to be. That's from His Excellency, Sir Koval Young, Governor General of Belize in Central America. What a priceless experience to be able to catch a glimpse into one of the most remarkable lives of our time. This book is bound to have an indelible impression. That's from the Ambassador Armin Sarkeesian, former Prime Minister of the Republic of Armenia. To receive a copy of this book, premier CDs, online magazine, workshop, or lecture downloads, go to www.almeenspiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016.
The doors of heaven with Almeen. For more information on your own spiritual journey, log on now to www.spiritualjourneys.com. Now back to Almeen.
If you take a look in the book Journey to the Heart of God, my brothers and sisters, you will find that we give the anatomy of change. These books are very valuable in that they show us what it would have been just about impossible to ascertain, what a specific principle is comprised of once you separate it into its pieces. For example, there's one symphony in the cosmos, but when you look on the AlmeenHealing.com website, you'll see that we give you the pure frequencies of the cosmos. It's the threads that are separated out. Even though they're joined together, they're still there. It's white light, still has within it red and blue and yellow, even though it's white because it's joined together. So it gives you there the anatomy of change. And the anatomy of change went through transformation, which was a form of dying. Because you let go of everything that no longer served. And then we had transmutation, which took a lower substance and turned it to something higher. For instance, pain was turned to insight. That's led to gold. It's transmutation. When enough light was accumulated by a specific being or a cosmos, it had to transfigure. And then the transfiguration changed it to a new pattern of existence. The cellular patterns changed within human beings. That is transfiguration. When you put all three those together, they make white light. And the white light, my brothers and sisters, is transfigurative regeneration. In other words, what it means is that you effortlessly change from one thing to the other as you unfold like a flower in your full godhood and spirituality, effortlessly in one long eternal moment. The eternal moment, a very unique concept. We've heard about the eternal now and so on. The eternal now is actually a slightly different concept, but I'm not sure I have the verbiage to explain the difference, but let me try. Here's how the infinite tried to get rid of linear time, will try to, it did, but in three stages. Stage one is that space collapsed, and previously linear time was the movement of awareness across space. So in August of 2006, that changed. Then there were still things with linear movement, such as in polarity we discussed earlier. Eventually, all those linear movements were eliminated that could cause linear time. Then we had a succession of moments, but it was still a linear becoming. You don't linearly need to become immortal. With enough exuberance in your praise and your love and your gratitude applied in your life, you can in an instant become immortal, because the successive moments have been replaced by what the infinite calls one long eternal moment, a fluid moment in which the transformational stage, which is death, is no longer needed. Cells no longer need to renew themselves. Lifetimes no longer need to renew themselves. There is simply a changing from one order to a higher order to a higher order. And the infinite has also said that it is not permitted that any portion of life changes to a lower order, because now we are part of its being. And so no longer could we in any way negatively affect the whole. There is a total surrender needed to live in this one fluid moment. When we resist life, we go out of this eternal time into linear time. Thoughts arise as a reaction in this resistance to life. When we have thoughts, aging happens. Now, thoughts can come now as long as we think with all minds at once. And I'll explain that to you if I can before it ends. But the bottom line of it is, if we only live in the contraction of ego identification, and these stages of man are carefully explained in my book, The Secrets of the Hidden Realms. So when you are in the stages, you, first of all, the stage one is the place of ego identification. It's actually a stage of transformation. It's a stage in which death occurs. The next stage is the stage that represents praise. It's the stage of God consciousness. And then you go into immortality, which represents divine love. And in there, you find your immortality stages. And a very good place to take a look at these stages and how they relate to immortality and ascension is on the BBS radio website. They call the Web Professor of BBS Radio. And we give there a 4-hour lecture. It's one of the lectures that you have to pay for, because it's, of course, sponsored by the radio station. But we have a 4-hour dissertation explaining carefully how to ascend and how ascension takes place. So, my brothers and sisters, when we resist life, the meridians of the body, now I'm going to speak about them as though they are meridians, but understand they have actually transfigured into fields, but they tilt. The Zivuya that is described in Argelis' work, the Surfing the Zivuya, I think was one of his books and so on, describes it as a horizontal figure eight that goes through the human body. That's only a human body that is subject to death, because the meridian's natural position in a master is actually vertical. It tilts only as a result of resistance to life. Now, the resistance to life is mapped out. It creates subluxations in the spine. And then portions of the body start to atrophy, certain meridians don't flow properly, so certain fields are not as active, and so on, and hence death occurs. We have spoken about how death is no more. And on several of these shows, you can also find a detailed description in the book, The Ring of Truth, but death used to be, up until August of 2006, a tumbling force that eroded man's body and bodies as it tumbled against us, because the awareness in the cosmos was in the form of spirals that moved. And Toltec, Nahuals like myself, I mean, we have studied this. It goes back eons of time that they have studied awareness and that it moved, and it moved in arcing, outward moving spirals. That created a tumbling force against what was the luminous cocoon of man. The luminous cocoon of man has also transfigured. And I will write this in the new booklet on the Toltec Way. But we have the situation where the awareness stopped moving in August of 2006. So the tumbler that wore and tore our luminous cocoons and our body, grinding against us, the grinding force of it ultimately causing death, ceased to exist. But death as a concept is going to become obsolete. We are metamorphosing the species into a superhuman. We're going to find ourselves already in a place where there are many who no longer need to die, and there will also come a time when there will no longer be births. Because as the spirit world empties itself and immortal masters increase, there will be no longer a spirit world and there will be no longer death. My brothers and sisters, there is fascinating information in a little tiny chapter in the book, The Ring of Truth, about the fulfilling of the prophecy in The Ring of Truth. And the prophecy is the prophecy of the book of Revelation. And it speaks about that death shall be no more. That prophecy was fulfilled in August 2006. All it takes is for us to believe it and to know it. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. My love to you always. Goodbye now.
Hope you have enjoyed today's show, Opening the Doors of Heaven with Armin. You can listen every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on Sedona Talk Radio. That's every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll see you next week.